Thanks a lot, Beetle.
Joined now here in Orchard Park with Coach Belichick. And Coach, here we are. It's playoff week, and I'm not going to inundate you with the playing a team for the third time questions. I'm sure your head wants to explode about those, but it is a third time in 7 weeks. What's the big thing that's the difference with the Bills when you watch them on film? Let's start with offense. Is it that they're running Singletary a little bit more?
Well, you know, they're a good game plan offense. So whatever's working, they're gonna do. If it's a receiver, a matchup, the running game, you know, if it's going well, they'll stick with it. So, you know, I'm sure we'll see a little bit of everything. And in the end, I'm sure Coach Dable will run the things that look the best to him in our game. Then you got to be ready for all of it. The running game, the quarterback runs, you know, obviously the receivers and McKenzie, Beasley. We'll see how much where they are. Emmanuel Sanders, he's been out, but looks like he's back tonight. So, and then, of course, you know, Gabriel and Diggs. So we'll see what they decide to do. We got to be ready for all of it.
Yeah, the big thing is that, you know, with Allen, you know, and I know you talk about containment, not letting him break containment outside the pocket in those plays. It's very difficult to do when you do have containment, and ultimately you lose a lane or two in the middle and his ability to run. So it kind of kills you in that third and short, doesn't it? So you're going to play zone or you're going to play man. It's kind of like pick your poison on that one.
Absolutely. You know, Allen gives him a sixth receiver.
Yeah.
With his ability to run the ball, whether it's a designed run, which there are plenty of those, and then, you know, the quarterback scrambles if the receivers are covered or, as you said, if the pass rush lanes break down. So it's just another guy you have to account for, and it just, you know, it helps their offense. It makes them a little bit tougher to defend. But, you know, we've seen that, you know, probably about half the season this year with quarterbacks like that, and obviously twice with Allen this year. So, yeah, we'll have to deal with him as well as the receiving group.
You know, you look at a guy like Knox, too, and, you know, I think sometimes you try and get these really athletic receiving-type tight ends that are not as physical, but he's kind of the whole package, right? You know, he'll put the hand down, he'll block, he'll get involved a little bit in a run game, and then they'll try and lull you to sleep with him on some of the pass stuff, especially whether it's a wheel route or a seam route. This kid can catch it.
He can. He's a good downfield receiver and good after the catch, and, you know, again, a good complementary player to all the other guys that they have, and if you don't, you know, have a good enough matchup on him, they'll find it, and they can exploit that, too, so. They're, as I said, a well-balanced offense and have a lot of different ways to attack.
Yeah, you know, wind shouldn't be an issue here tonight on Saturday night. I know, I think it's expected to be, 5 to 10 miles an hour, not blowing the way it was, you know, when you guys played them up here in one day game where you basically ran the ball. When you look at, you know, the type of environment, and I know it's going to be 0 degrees somewhere around there and all that. What do you tell your team offensively as far as protecting the football? Because the ball does, I think, become slippery in these type of conditions, but you should have your full repertoire on offense to go in this game. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the cold is a little bit tougher on the ball security. As you said, it's a little slippery and hard. It's also a little tougher to tackle in the cold. Just harder to, you know, get a grip on the runners and just get a firm hold on them and get them down, you know, with your hands and your grip and the fingers and all. So, you know, it just honestly, the fundamentals are the same. I'd say you just have to really be a little more conscious and, you know, more focused on really playing with good fundamentals when the weather's a little less than perfect, whether it's, you know, cold, wet, windy, whatever it happens to be. So obviously it'll be the same for both teams, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Their safety tandem with Hyde and Poyer, is this one of the better safety tandems in the league that you guys have played against as far as experience, recognition, physical play of those two guys?
Yeah, I think that's what they do best. I think they disguise well, and they have good awareness and good anticipation, and their experience together is really – they do a good job of, you know, moving to coverages and blitzes late and showing one thing and playing something else. And, you know, that's really one of the core parts of their defense is their disguise and their complimentary calls. So we'll just have to do a good job of identifying those things post-snap because you won't be able to tell what they are pre-snap. And then once the ball snap, make sure that we, you know, recognize what they're in and what type of zone it is or what type of man-to-man it is. And then make our adjustments accordingly in the passing game. Same thing in the running game too. They'll try to, you know, take something away one way and then spin it the other way and try to get you to you know, run plays into a pressure look. And so we'll have to try to keep them off balance on that and, you know, not be too predictable so they can, you know, they'll know exactly what we're doing. And, you know, hopefully we can hit them in some soft spots.
All right, Coach. I'm excited to be back here in the playoffs. I know you are. I can tell it in your voice. Good luck tonight against Buffalo, and hope we keep on playing.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, there's Coach Belichick. Let's throw it back to Beetle at 98.5 The Sports Hub headquarters.